talking with you. It's surprisingly nice.
Hello, folks. I'm Travis McRoy. Welcome to the first preview episode of Surprisingly Nice with Hal and Travis. We sat down this past weekend with Adam Savage, who you may know from Mythbusters and Tested and just a thousand other things. It was amazing. It was a great conversation. He invited us into his workshop, so we got to see all of his props and replicas in his shop and the things he's working on now. We talk about some of them in the episode. And it was just all in all a wonderful, wonderful time. The full episode should be coming out tomorrow, on Wednesday, the 18th, January 18th. You can listen to the free 45-minute episode, on iTunes, and we'll also post a link on the Twitter at the Nice Cast. But if you would like to donate money to the Standing Rock Tribe, that is the charity that Adam has chosen for this episode to benefit. You can check out the Bandcamp page, bit.ly/surprisinglynice, and you can buy the extended episode for $1, and all of the money made from that is going to go to the Standing Rock Tribe. The short episode is about 45 minutes long. The extended version is a little over an hour. So there's about 20 more minutes of user questions and stuff. So you should check that out. But first, here's a little preview clip from the episode to come. I have a bit, this is a huge question. When you have ice cream, do you eat it right away or do you let it melt?
It's a complicated question because it's sort of two halves. One is, if you put ice cream in front of me, I'm just going to eat it. Mm-hmm. That's full stop.
Yeah.
But if I bring ice cream home and I know I'm going to eat it in an hour, I throw it in the fridge.
Okay.
Because I like it a little softer.
Of course you do.
I like more. I want access to more ice cream at once. And that's what softening it really does.
Okay. So second spinoff question from that. Not even on here.
No.
Just inspired new question. Ice cream with bits in it or without bits in it?
But do you mean like Jimmy's and M&M's or ice cream like Heath Bar Crunch and stuff
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. Yeah. That it's got like pieces of cone in it, that kind of thing. Yeah.
My favorite ice cream in the world right now is made by Byright Ice Cream over here on 18th Street. And they make a ice cream called Rickanellis. And I know there are people listening who are like, oh yeah, Rickanellis is ice cream. It's vanilla. I think it's vanilla ice cream with chunks of snickerdoodle and a caramel swirl.
Oh wow.
Ooh. Oh, it's.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Even though Rickanellis sounds like an 18th century disease.
No, I know.
See, Washington died of Rickanellis. I was going to say an old-time vaudeville act. Yeah. I'm Rick. I'm Ellis.
I have just heard, though, that one thing people are doing is dipping Oreos in milk, dropping it immediately into a Ziploc baggie, and freezing it.
That's so brilliant.
I know.
My God. My eyes, they've been open.
It's like discovering penicillin.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, and then they leave them there.
And they just mock them.
Because I would.
Oreos. They disintegrate.
Yeah.
Brownie in Motion will eat that Oreo a lot. Mm-hmm.
This is not a revelation, but I've, my like go-to like fat guy food, like if I'm really, like I'll fill a cup with like Chips Ahoy, then pour milk in. And then I will let it dissolve and eat it with a spoon.
You get a slurry.
Wow,
shit.
Like a nice
wow.
slurry.
It's
great.
Wow, everybody have been known to dip Orange Milano cookies in half and half.
Wow.
Yeah, decadent.
That's close to bottom right there.
Look, I put half and half on cereal before. Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
We're not judging here. This is not a show about judgment.
No.
I have hearing Paul and Storm singing in my head, made my own cookie dough only just to eat it before baking it into cookies.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, folks, thank you for checking out the preview of our first episode
Once again, it will be out tomorrow, Wednesday, January 18th. You can listen to the 45-minute short version on iTunes, and we'll post a link on our Twitter, at The Nice Cast. You can also go to our Bandcamp page, bit.ly/surprisinglynice, to listen to the extended version for $1, and that money will go to the Standing Rock Tribe, because that's what Adam Savage has chosen for his episode to benefit. If you want to share this with a friend and get him excited about the show, or just like retweet the tweet, please do so. And you can join our Facebook group. Just go on Facebook and search Surprisingly Nice. All right, that's going to do it for this preview episode, and we will see you tomorrow.
It's surprisingly nice.